Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I had just moved into a new home in an area that I was unfamiliar with. I mean, I knew about it beforehand, and had visited a few times before making the move, but I didn't really know it. From what I saw on the days I walked around and came by to check out the houses, it seemed very quiet. Not a lot of people out and about, and everyone sort of keeping to themselves.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Even on move-in day, when I had the whole moving truck outside and was in and out of the house constantly, nobody came out or introduced themselves or anything. I didn't mind, I was usually the quiet neighbor anyway, but I just noticed it seemed everyone else here was the same way. Made it hard to truly tell what kind of people lived around me. This started on the second day after the move. I still hadn't started my new job yet, and was still working on getting the house organized and unpacked. I spent basically all day inside, partly because it was snowing outside, but mostly because I was stressed with all the boxes around and wanted to get it done as fast as possible. I went to bed early, around 8 or so. When I woke up, I very quickly realized it wasn't morning. I rolled over and saw it was 2 a.m., and just when I was going to question why I woke up, I heard this strange scraping sound. It was muffled and followed by an airy thump sound. Then a few seconds later, there was a scrape and then another thump, over and over. Eventually, I got up from bed, still having no idea what I was hearing. I walked over to the window and looked down toward the front yard of my house. There was a man in my driveway, shoveling the snow. He moved back and forth, scraping up a line of snow and tossing it off the driveway. He was covered fully in dark winter clothing, so I couldn't tell much about him. I probably stood there in the window watching him for 2 or 3 minutes. To be honest, it kind of creeped me out. I know I'd just moved there, and maybe this guy was trying to do a nice gesture for me, but at 2 a.m., and without ever even talking to me. After those few minutes, I left the window and went downstairs, putting my shoes and a jacket on, and opening the front door to introduce myself and just figure out what was going on. But when I stepped outside, he wasn't there. He had just left all of a sudden. Coincidentally, as soon as I left the window. And it's not even like he finished shoveling. Half of the driveway was still covered, and it looked like the man had stopped midway through shoveling a section. I stood out there and looked all around, but every house was dark, and the entire neighborhood seemed to be quiet and asleep. Noticeably, no other driveway was shoveled either. After a minute, I went back inside, got in bed, and slept until morning. I spent the whole next day inside unpacking again, half expecting that guy to show up at my door to introduce himself, but he never did. It snowed on and off that day too, covering the whole neighborhood with another blanket of snow, and honestly, I thought I would never really get an answer as to what that guy was doing. I stayed up later, now with my TV set up, but still exhausted, I went to bed around 11. And again, I woke up a little past 2 a.m. That same muffled scraping sound filled the silence. I got up and hurried to the window. It was the same man, slowly shoveling my driveway. This night, I wasted no time hurrying downstairs, getting dressed, and walking out the front door. But it was like the man knew somehow, because, again, he was gone. No signs of him anywhere. The longer I stayed outside in the cold, the more this eerie feeling crept into me. I waited 15 more minutes in case he came back, but went to bed afterward. This went on for several more days. I'd wake up in the middle of the night to that same sound, check the window and see him out there slowly, almost creepily, shoveling. I had stopped trying to go outside though, and would just try to go back to sleep instead. I didn't know what to do about it. Maybe he had some weird connection to this house, or the previous owners, or didn't even know I moved in. And despite having a really bad feeling and being creeped out, it's not like I could really call the cops about it. What would I say? Some man shows up and shovels my driveway for me every night for free. It sounds like a joke. I swear though, something about the way the man moved and would constantly disappear when I went out there was disturbing. I knew that something wasn't right. I think it was on the sixth day that I woke up again in the middle of the night to the same shoveling sounds outside. And despite knowing who it was and what I'd see, I still got up from the bed and walked over to the window. But just before I reached the window, the sound abruptly stopped. And when I looked out, he wasn't there. I was absolutely sure that he couldn't have run away that quickly. There was less than a second between me hearing the sound stop and me reaching the window. I knew that he was still out there, though the driveway was fully shoveled. And even after a couple of minutes, I didn't hear anything else. It was like he knew that I was at the window. Tired and frustrated, I ran downstairs, threw on my coat and boots, and swung open the front door to go look around. I almost fell backwards. The man was standing on my porch, just a foot away from the door. He was tall, holding the shovel to his side. The man had a thick, scraggly beard and shoulder-length, wet black hair, and his eyes stared at me intensely. He looked extremely sleep-deprived and sickly. I couldn't even move or speak a word for a couple of seconds, still absolutely horrified. And this absolute horror I was in only seemed to get worse when I realized he wasn't moving or speaking either. He just stood there on my porch, staring at me from a foot away. I finally controlled myself and managed to ask what he was doing. His eyes tensed even more, like they were heavier, staring into me. Then he turned and walked off the porch. I stayed in the doorway, watching him walk down to the driveway, then to the road, and seemingly continue down the road for as far as I could see. I was scared and confused and still in shock. I closed the door. This time, I really thought about calling the cops, but I knew that I'd get nothing from it. The man was already gone. I still didn't know who he was, and at the end of the day, he really hadn't done anything yet. So I'd be calling just on the feeling that this was something bad, and that something would happen, which I knew the cops wouldn't take seriously. So again, I went back upstairs and went to bed. The next day, it didn't snow at all, and with the house all set up, I was able to relax for most of the day. I still felt uneasy about everything, and not having anyone to talk to about it and being in an area that I wasn't familiar with just made it even worse. Eventually, the sun went down and I went to bed. That night, I woke up at 2 a.m., just like all the other nights. except there weren't any sounds. My body seemed to have just been used to waking up at that time, anticipating the man shoveling outside. I laid there awake for a few minutes, listening to how eerily quiet it was. I closed my eyes and tried to fall back asleep, and that's when I heard something below me. A very quiet thump. It was so quiet, I was surprised I even heard it. And it wasn't concerning on its own. It sounded like nothing more than the house settling. But with everything else going on, and it being 2 a.m, just like all the previous nights, I felt like I had to be sure. I listened for another minute, not hearing anything more, but knew I couldn't sleep without checking. I got up and walked downstairs. My eyes were dead focused on the front door as I walked down the hallway. I got up all the way to the door, still staring at it, before I realized something was in the side of my view. I slowly turned my head toward the living room. The man was standing there in the middle of the room with his back facing me, holding the shovel. He was motionless, like he didn't know I was there, or didn't care. It was almost pitch black in that room, too, so he was just standing in the pitch dark, not moving at all. I ran back upstairs, locked myself in, and dialed 911. But the house still remained eerily silent. An officer arrived 5-ish minutes later. He found the back door open and no one else in the house with me. I explained everything, and the officer filed my report, but there was no real investigation. I don't really know why, as it was clear this man had broken in, and I had a fairly good description of him, but that was where it was all left at. I don't know what was wrong with that man, why he was doing what he was doing, or what he wanted from me. I think from the way he looked and the creepy nature of him showing up in the middle of the night every night, it was only a matter of time before things escalated even further. I had a couple friends back home mention he could have been sleepwalking because of the way I described his almost lifeless way of moving and how repetitive and consistent everything happened every single night at the same time. But I still think this is a stretch. Either way, if that was the case, it's still incredibly creepy and would have been very dangerous. If I said anything or woke him up or tried to stop him, it could have triggered violent behavior. But none of this explains how he somehow knew every time I left the window and went downstairs.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Whatever was really going on, I'll never know, because I moved away a few months later. Last autumn, I moved to a small cabin in the woods. It had been a dream of mine for a long time, and finally, after getting a remote job and with regular home prices being through the roof, it actually made sense to go live in a cheap, small place away from everything. Because I knew the drive-in was rough, and the cabin was small, I basically got rid of everything I owned and only brought the essentials, so the move was quick and easy. The guy I bought the cabin from was a young man who was selling his parents' cabin that he didn't want anymore. He said it was well taken care of, and even had some renovations done to it to make it more livable and up to a modern home's standards. From the outside, it still looked very rugged though. On the day I moved in, around sunset, I got an unexpected visit from a man. He introduced himself as Chandler, living in a neighboring cabin in the same area of the woods as me. He was a 40-ish, average-looking guy, and extremely friendly. Over the top, honestly. But I didn't get the feeling that he was faking it. After chatting for 15 minutes, he asked if I would show him around the inside of the cabin. I agreed only because it was mostly empty, and he seemed like he was just curious about the place. He walked around. I mean, it was a small place, so it only took a few minutes to see the entire cabin. But after all the chatting and the tour, the sun was already down, and so naturally, I figured he'd see himself out. However, he took a seat on the couch and kept talking. I was still standing up by the door, and being taken aback that I even had to say something, I told him it was getting pretty late and he should probably head back home. He smiled and apologized, getting up and thanking me for the chat, then walked out. He didn't seem to drive here, so I guess he just walked through the dark back to his cabin. I was a little weirded out by the last couple minutes of that interaction, but I told myself I was overreacting, and that he was just friendly, and maybe didn't catch on to the fact that it was late and he should probably just leave. I built up the fireplace and figured out how to use it, then laid back on the couch and tried to decompress. It was interesting just how quiet it was inside the cabin. Just the fireplace crackling and nothing else. A while later, I passed out right there on the couch. When I woke up, the fireplace was still burning, so I'd guess it was no more than 2 hours later. The whole cabin was dark and quiet. I got up and stretched, then headed into the kitchen to get some water and figured I'd probably just shower and go to bed. But while I was filling up a glass, I heard a slight shuffling sound outside the cabin. Close, like just by the front door. I stopped and listened. Not hearing anything for a whole minute, I ended up going to the door and pushing the small curtains aside. This door didn't have a peephole, but was more old-fashioned, having these small windows with little curtains covering them. When I pushed those curtains aside, Chandler was standing right there on the porch. He was visibly startled when I looked at him, and I was probably just as startled. He quickly tried to laugh it off, though, and said he was just about to knock, in that same over-the-top friendly manner. Had to be almost 9 p.m. at this point, so I was very creeped out and unsure about this. Not to mention, I heard him out there for a minute before I went up to the door, so he definitely wasn't just about to knock. Who knows how long he was out there for.
"What are you doing back here? It's really late, Chandler."
I looked behind him as I said that, noticing again he didn't seem to have driven here. He laughed again and said that he just wanted to see if I'd like to join him at his campfire that he was having back at his cabin. I was absolutely not going to, but I asked where his cabin even was. I know he told me it was around here, but I wanted to know where, just so I had an idea of how close he was to me. He pointed at one of the trails that led away from my cabin and said it was just a mile down there. The trail was unsettlingly dark. The whole forest, actually, was completely black. I said no thanks and that I just wanted to chill at my new place for a few days, preferably alone, although I appreciated the gesture. He stayed smiling and said no worries and that he totally understood, but instead of leaving, he looked past me at the fireplace.
"Why don't we just hang around here then? I see you've already got a fire going."
Now I was even more creeped out, but in a more worried way. I said no in a very strict, stern voice, and closed the curtain. I could see his outline standing outside the door still. He stayed there for a strangely long time, before finally walking off the porch. I then went back up to the window and watched him walk into the woods, disappearing almost immediately in the dark. I noticed my heart was pounding. That really had me scared for a minute. The way he was being so pushy, trying to get me to follow him out there in the middle of the night. I'd never been on that trail, or really had any way to confirm that that's where it led to. So he really was asking me to follow him through the woods in the dark. It gave me a really bad feeling. I went back to the kitchen with my glass of water and just stood there for a few minutes to take it all in. And that's when I heard a loud crack sound resonate through the entire forest. Took me a couple seconds to realize it was a gunshot. I ran up to the door and opened it, looking out toward where I'd heard the shot from. My face went pale. It was in the direction Chandler just went, like somewhere right along the trail. Before I could even process the connotation of what that gunshot meant, Chandler came running out of the forest, sprinting toward my cabin and screaming for help. It was so dark that by the time I saw him, he was already essentially at my doorstep 10 seconds later. I was paralyzed in fear, and he just ran right past me and threw the open door into my cabin. No one came chasing him from the woods, though. I turned around and looked at Chandler, hunched over in the hallway, looking at me and saying he'd been shot, sort of holding the side of his stomach. The way he was leaning, though, his shirt was lifted up on one side, and I could see the silver handle of a gun sticking out. My brain was moving at a million miles per hour, adrenaline flowing and taking in every detail all at once as I stood there. In one quick motion, I stepped in, grabbed my car key, and ran out to my car. Chandler called my name a couple of times, but didn't try to stop me. I called the police as soon as I was away from the cabin. I then drove to the police station while a different officer went to the cabin to look around. And to make it all more unsettling, he found Chandler still there, sitting on the chair in the living room, apparently looking like he was just waiting for me. The officer cuffed him and tried to question him, but he didn't really say much. With some more digging, it turned out he had no cabin in the area. No address at all, actually, and they didn't even know his real name or identity. And they found his revolver. The one I saw under his shirt was loaded, but missing a single bullet. It was all him just trying to get into my cabin, and knowing now that he had a gun on him the whole time made it even more horrifying. If I had believed him and went back inside the cabin alone with him, or had followed him out there into the woods, I don't think I'd be here right now. I'd been living alone in this house for just about 2 weeks. I settled in quickly, having moved for work and pretty much starting my new job right after the move. Everything seemed fine. It wasn't anything special, but it was a home nonetheless. The town I was in was the only area I could afford, and I didn't make a ton, so it wasn't the nicest. Of the people I did meet, though, they all seemed like decent people, also just trying to get by. Anyway, one night, after getting home from work, I walked into the house and was hit by a very strong odor. I had no idea what it was or what it could have been, but it smelled rancid. I walked through the whole house and didn't find anything. And after a few hours, it seemed to go away, so I figured it was nothing. Kind of forgot about it, until the following day, when I got home from work again and smelled the same rancid odor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I did a thorough check of the entire house, top to bottom and every room. And while I didn't find anything that could have been the source of the awful smell, I did find something strange. The lock on my back door, which was a sliding glass door, was unlocked. The switch was flipped up. I knew I checked all the doors every night before going to bed, and I hadn't opened that door since I'd moved in, so I couldn't see how it was possible for it to be unlocked. I opened the door and stepped into my backyard. There wasn't all that much to see. The backyard of this house was fenced on the sides, but open in the back, where it was woods. I didn't know if there were houses back there, or if it was just a forest, but at night, all I could see were trees. I didn't get any answers. I went back in, shut the door, and made absolutely sure it was locked. I was stumped by that door being unlocked for the rest of the night. Couldn't stop thinking about it. I knew that I kept it locked, but I also knew that if that were true and the door was unlocked, then someone else had to have done it, which I also wasn't willing to believe. Nothing was missing, and yeah, there was a strange smell, but that wasn't enough to prove to me that something was really wrong. As I sat on the couch and watched TV for the rest of the night, I told myself that now that I was aware of everything, if something else happened, I would know for sure that something was wrong and would call the police immediately. I know I'll get hate for not calling the police right away, but in the moment, I wasn't thinking this was a horror story about to happen. It was just an unlocked door that could have been a simple mistake on my part. Maybe I did go out to the backyard at some point and forgot about it. I really just didn't know. I went to bed several hours later, but I woke up in the middle of the night. I was groggy, and I didn't wake up suddenly. It was more like something gradually woke me up. And as I was gradually waking up, I thought I'd heard this loud scratching sound, like a machine buzzing. But I was still mostly unconscious while I'd heard it. And when I'd opened my eyes, the sound was gone. Right away, though, I noticed a different sound. This constant dripping, echoing through the house. Sounded like water dropping from the kitchen faucet, hitting the metal sink tub. It wasn't just a few drops either. It kept going. So I quickly realized I must have left the sink handle slightly open. Wasn't sure how I didn't realize that before bed, but I didn't really think too much about it. I was still partially asleep and not thinking straight. I dragged myself out of bed and walked down the stairs to the kitchen. There were no other sounds in the house, just the dripping water. As I got closer to the sink, though, I started to pick up on that rotten, rancid smell. It was strong enough to wake me up from my half-asleep state I was in. I walked up to the sink. The water was dripping from the faucet just like I'd thought. I pushed the handle in to stop it. However, something was in the sink. I couldn't even tell what it was because I hadn't turned the lights on, and it was completely torn up and disfigured. It smelled horrible, and it looked like someone had been trying to stuff it down the drain, but had stopped in the middle of doing it before getting it all the way down. That's when I moved my eyes to the back door. Even in the dark and a few feet away, I could see that the latch was flipped up and unlocked. It dawned on me that someone was inside my home, probably in the middle of doing something with the sink, and went to hide when they heard me get up. I almost completely disregarded trying to figure out what was going on with the sink, and put all my attention on the person that I knew was inside with me. My eyes darted through every opening of the house. I wanted to turn the lights on, but I didn't want the person to know I was looking for them, or get startled and almost force them to attack me. I retraced my steps, going back into the hallway and slowly getting back up the stairs. I swear it was dead silent in the whole house. I could hear my heart beating. I quietly crept up the wooden stairs and getting to the upper hall. Almost the instant I got there, sudden loud footsteps thumped through the bottom floor from the room right next to the kitchen I was just in. I froze up in a panic, completely jump scared by the sound, even though I was already sure someone else was in the house with me. The person's footsteps stopped right in the kitchen, and I heard them struggling with something, which I can assume was them forcing whatever the hell that was into the drain. And then a few moments later, the incinerator, or garbage disposal, turned on. Then it went quiet again. I was still frozen, scared to make any noise. Through the silence, I could hear a man's deep, heavy breathing coming from the kitchen. Then his footsteps moved back to the other room. I heard the sound of a garbage bag getting picked up or sorted through, and then the footsteps went back to the kitchen where I heard the back door slide open. Then it shut, and it was silent again. I got to my bedroom and notified the police. Of course, whoever the guy was down there, he had left my home and likely run out to the woods behind my house. What they found inside, though, was extremely disturbing. In the sink, the man had been shoving what investigators seemed to think were animal carcasses down into the drain. Something large, like a deer, that had been cut up into chunks so he could force it into the pipes. Which means that smell from the last few days was him having broken into my home multiple times to continue disposing of this. The big question is why? What was he trying to get rid of so bad, and why at my house? Cop's theory is he thought my home was still vacant, but I don't really buy that. I'd been there for 2 weeks and had furniture and stuff in there. They have no idea why he was doing what he was doing, though. If it was a deer or whatever, then possibly it was to try and get me to leave the home by constantly filling it with that horrible smell. Like maybe the person hated me for some reason.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
But to me, it seems like he was trying to cover something up, getting rid of whatever that was in a way that no one could track. Or maybe he was even trying to frame me for something. I don't have any proof of that, but it's just a wild guess. Even a few years later, and in a different home, that event scarred me enough to have me still waking up some nights, thinking I smell that same rancid odor.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.